Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Caleb Patterson, Midwest Muscle, People, P, Real Talk, Throwback Thursday. This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle.
Okay, that's not whale. I'm not sure what that is, but it's not whale.
The world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are not talking over me like Desiree, and looking for a solid foundation that has no Desiree talking over you, to stand on, and a vehicle to drive your goals over Desiree talking over you, check us
that's
out
right.
at P4PMuscle.com like a Mack truck through ice cream over Desiree talking. And now, let's talk over Desiree.
Yep, but you know what? That's okay because you can be sassy because come Saturday, I'm going to have my turn. I am going to have my turn. And for anybody who...
I don't even want to know. I don't even want
to... No snickerdoodle is going to be involved here, buddy. That's all right.
No,
so, and for anybody who's listening, Kaylin's going to have an adventure, weather permitting, this Saturday. So check out the Midwest Muscle Facebook page for details. Check out the Real Talk archives. Look for Amber Cahill and Tristabel Aquila. Listen to that show, and you'll know exactly what Kaylin's going to be up to. Or just stay in tune with Facebook on Saturday because we will have a video. We will have a video.
Evidence. That's all it is. Evidence.
And it's going to be exciting. So, but I have one thing here because we have two awesome guests tonight. But one thing that I wanted to point out, in addition to be sure you tune in on Saturday for Kaylin's adventure, is that as of tonight, this is our 89th show. And the reason I even looked into that, because this is December 1st. We are on the last leg of 2016. Looking 2017 right in the eyeballs. And so this is our 89th show tonight. Yep. And last year we came in right at 100 shows for 2015. And so the way it stands now, if we hit all of our shows through the rest of December and don't have any cancellations, we're going to be falling a little bit short. We're only going to hit 98 shows, but we've had like a handful of shows that didn't happen. So we would have been over 100 shows this year if everything had gone as planned. So I think that's pretty darn exciting.
I'm pretty darn excited.
And the other exciting part of that is we're already scheduling our guests into January.
Yes, that's just
how much rocking and rolling that we've been doing and excitement that we have with folks that are really looking forward to be part of the Real Talk experience. So I'm way excited about that.
And a little man.
Right. You can see that Kaylin's going to have no focus on anything until Saturday. He's a little worried. He's a little worried.
Stuck in the ivy.
That's right. I think he's had a little too much alter ego extreme tonight.
Hey,
with
if they make me know it, so can I. Don't judge me.
Too late. Ivy Potter, welcome back to P4P Real Talk. How are you, love?
I am fantastic. I think Kaylin just misbehaves because I'm around. I'm afraid I have that effect on Kaylin. I just can't keep him in line, Desiree. You've seen this happen. Now you have actually been to a show with me and Kaylin and
see how this
happens.
I don't know what kind of juju you put on him, but whenever you are in his vicinity, whether it's in person or on the telephone, he just does not know what to do with himself.
He gets very excited, but it is that heart-to-heart love me and Kaylin have. You know I love you, KP. And it has to be said, KP, I have to open the show this way. My adorable Kaylin has a new nickname for all of the P4P world to hear, and it is Sweaty Betty. We were introduced to Sweaty Betty this week. Well, 2 weeks ago.
You can say it.
It had to be said. I told you. I warned you it was coming out. I was going to tell people. So now I refer to Kaylin lovingly as Betty.
Lovingly.
I love it. I love it. Can we call him Betty Boop?
I love that idea. After Saturday, he might just be Betty Boop.
Can we just...
You know, and when I fall off the phone,
I love it. So before we get too far off track, there really was a reason we wanted you back on the show, and that's because you have a lot of updates and announcements and knowledge that you need to lay on our listeners so they are in the know about the latest and the greatest when it comes to their tans.
Absolutely. I guess for those of you who don't know me or who have not met me yet, my name is Ivy Potter. I am a spray tanner, salon owner, mama, and my business card has gotten pretty full this year. I'm based just outside of Chicago in Indiana. I am my full-time job, I'm a salon owner, so I own two tanning salons, and I do spray tanning 7 days a week. That's my full-time capacity, but my true, I guess, passion and love is that I travel all over the country with natty athletes. And I say natty because I only travel with natural athletes. I do not travel to untested shows. It is sort of a soapbox I stand on. So I travel all over with my athletes. And then this year's been a big year for me. It's been quite an exciting year. In October, was officially hired and brought in by Norvell, which Norvell is the number one salon company in the world, in my personal opinion, but they are the top-rated sunless company in the U.S. And I took a position with Norvell this year, which was a huge accomplishment for me. I officially am a salon specialist with them, and I will be helping Norvell spread the word and teach proper spray tanning techniques and, you know, overall bringing a better foundation of knowledge to all the people who do sunless, whether it be mobile, whether it be competition, whether it be brides, it doesn't matter. Norvell is a company that is based in education for their technicians. So I'm excited for that. That was a huge thing this year. And then, of course, I got to spray Desiree this year. This was my first time getting to actually do a full Ivy Potter tan for Desiree. And that was a blast. So, did you feel the Norvell difference? Was it just a different tan for your skin? What did you think?
I did feel the Norvell difference. I felt the Ivy Potter difference. I have my favorite tanner. I thought I had a favorite tanner, and Yvonne is still right up there with me. Yvonne Wright, love you, girl. But Ivy, I would have to say that your tanning experience is probably the best one I've had in my competition career. I thought the color was great. I still have a really good tan. It hasn't really washed off. I mean, it's washed off, but I still have a nice glow going on. I kind of feel like I am in the summertime right now.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, and just the way that you just really took time to look at my body, as crazy as that might sound, but just the contouring and the personal touch and, you know, just the whole deal, it was top-notch.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure to be a part of it, which, by the way, I need to extend congratulations. I don't feel like you gave yourself enough credit when I did listen to your show after the Midwest States. You rocked that competition.
You looked phenomenal.
And you took home some hardware. That's pretty awesome.
I did.
And it's so funny because, you know, a lot of when I work with people, you and Kaylin both, you know, you have what I refer to as ethnic skin. And so often, I mean, you guys actually witnessed me in action at the Midwest States. I approached, you saw me, you saw it happen. I actually saw a competitor on the stage. I looked at him and I had that moment that I've had with Kaylin. And I thought, oh my gosh, why didn't somebody tell him he needed a tan? And his name is Tyler. He's actually from Indiana. He's a collegiate kid. He's competed in a few shows at a college at Ball State where he goes to school. And I saw him on stage. I didn't know him from Adam. And I saw him on stage, and then I told Kaylin, I was texting Kaylin, I'm like, please find out who that kid is. I need to talk to him about his tan, because he had a phenomenal physique, but you couldn't see it. And he, again, you know, was one, I asked him backstage, I said, what did you do for your tan? And he said, oh, I went to the tanning salon a few times, and they sold me this tanning lotion, and they said it was really dark. And I thought, oh, my goodness. So that's kind of my mission, you know, this year is going to be to really re-educate how tanning salons even are preparing competitors for the stage. But I met him, and so often people are afraid to spray tan someone who has ethnic skin. They think they don't know how that – they don't understand how spray tanning works, and therefore they don't tan them appropriately for the stage. But it was so crazy because after I sprayed you, Des, and we talked about your skin and how beautiful the tan looked on you, I read an article about how women of color are now doing spray tans because they love the color.
I know. It's great.
So it was a cool thing to kind of to do. So now that's becoming the new big trendy thing. And because you do have that like glow that you get with your skin. I think your skin tan's absolutely beautiful.
And I know Kaylin's got a question for you, so I'm going to keep this short. But it really, the thing to understand, especially if you do have ethnic skin, if we're going to roll with the term, is that it doesn't change what you look like. It just enhances what your natural tone is. So if you have ethnic skin that has more yellow tones, that's how your tan is going to come across. If you have ethnic skin that has more blue tones, that's how your skin is going to come across. So it's not like the tan drastically changes you as it might someone who doesn't have ethnic skin and doesn't have the right kind of tan, but it just enhances what your skin already looks like. So
You know, and when I say ethnic skin, I kind of say that as an umbrella term, because even a lot of my Latino clients, you know, they have really dark complexion skin, but when they step on stage, they look yellow they look really washed out. So people that have a darker complexion naturally, when you step on stage, usually the undertones of your skin are going to show up that yellow color, and it completely washes away any muscle or definition. And it doesn't. That's the one thing I have to give Norvell. I say all the time, that's the thing I love about Norvell, but I tend to love a lot about Norvell. Norvell is a translucent bronzer. So when it goes on your skin, there's a cosmetic bronzer that stays on the top layer of the skin. But then underneath that, the DHA bronzer is mimicking your natural skin tone. So for you, you pulled this gorgeous golden bronze color to your skin, whereas someone who has more red tones is going to pull a more mahogany color to their skin.
Mm-hmm.
So each person's skin is going to look, their skin. It's their natural color. But it stands up to those stage lights, which are so harsh and bright. And it really accents all of those definitions and those cuts. And then, of course, we do the contours and the little highlights here and there to kind of add illusions, which really, you know, make the color pop and make your tan stand out on stage. So, Kaylin, you have a question?
Yes. Yes, I do. Now, you have a very good thing with your passion about actually competing. With how we do competing, and I notice that it translates well into what you talk about and how you're always looking to improve. You've actually been delving further into tanning and how it would deal with not only your clients, but actually the competitors and bodybuilders. Could you elaborate on that too?
I did. I think you're talking about my LipoLite product that I brought out this year.
Yes.
And that is something, so competition tanning, you know, was something I just sort of fell into by accident. Love it, got involved in it, built relationships with people just like you guys that I absolutely love. And then as I, you know, got into it, I've learned so much. And I think that, you know, the greatest ability is teachability. So I learn every year something new. Well, this year I was looking at products to bring into my tanning salon, and I wanted to do some things that were different services for my regular everyday clients, not my competitors, just my everyday clients, that would build some residual income for me in the salon when my stores are a little slow during the off season. Well, in doing that, because bodybuilding is sort of my passion, the product that I ended up bringing in, the first people that it became relative to were my athletes. And I was learning about this product too. It's basically targeted toward women. It is called LipoLite. And what it does is it is a light treatment that we do on the external part of the skin, and it triggers your fat cells to release the fat that is stored in those really hard to burn areas, those stored fat that you usually find like in the love handle areas that, you know, Des, I'm sure you know as a mom and as a woman, when we, once you've had a baby, there's fat that just stores that I'm pretty sure I have fat that I've had since high school. And it doesn't go away, and it's hard to burn no matter how awesome you're doing at your diet. It's really hard to get some of that. There's some target areas, especially for women, and I know, Kaylin, you'll tell me you have some areas as well, hard to burn. And so what this does is this was designed not for athletes, but really for your more everyday woman. And it what it does is we put this, it is done with red light, LED red lights, and they go onto the skin. And it charges the wall of your fat cells. So basically what holds all that little fat into place, it charges that and allows the fat to seep out into the space that is in between your tissues, which is called your interstitial space. Then what happens is the client then has to go and perform exercise. They need to burn approximately 300 calories. So whether they do a walk or whether they go and do a full workout at the gym, they need to maintain a healthy life or an active workout, I guess, for about 30 minutes after their treatment. Then that fat is the body, as you guys know, as competitors, you know, fat loss is not a rocket science concept. You create a demand for energy. Your body meets the demand for energy. There's a deficiency with calories. You know, it's not rocket science. So what we do is we release the fat into the interstitial space, which is picked up by your lymphatic system. And the minute your body needs energy to burn, it's burning that stored fat first. So we recommend, you know, healthy diets and lifestyle, which I have discovered with my everyday clients is really difficult. I actually had a woman who could not figure out for the life of her why this product wasn't working for her, but I caught her eating iced oatmeal cookies while doing the treatment. And I said, you can't eat cookies and then expect to burn the fat. So I said, I'm going to change things up. I did it myself and had fabulous results with it. But so now I have three athletes that are going to be doing, we're starting after the holidays with three different athletes that are going to be doing the treatment. Kaylin, I have picked Kaylin as one of them. It's my little Christmas present to Kaylin. And what we will be doing, it's a month-long treatment process. So Kaylin will have to come and see my beautiful face. Hopefully we'll be able to get him to behave himself. But he will come and see me for 3 days a week for 2 weeks. It's going to be difficult to keep him in line, but and then Kaylin's going to undergo it. So you guys be sure to check out the Midwest Muscle page. We're going to show and talk a lot about how this process works. We're going to show what we do with clients, and then there's going to be women and men. I actually have two guys and one girl, which is hysterical because this product was designed and targeted toward women. Service treatment. So I'm going to be doing this with three athletes. If you don't follow me on Facebook, my Facebook page is Ivy Potter Competition Tanning. And follow me on Facebook. We'll be posting the transformations of this process and how it works with three different athletes, three different body types that are all, you know, competitors and showing kind of what this is going to do. I think it's going to be a really awesome addition to a regular treatment plan.
Oh my goodness.
Kaylin is so excited he cannot contain himself.
I don't even know. I can't even understand what he's saying.
Well, I'm pretty sure he's speaking, you know, like little girl. He's speaking like little girl.
Okay, so what I really want to know, so this whole process sounds awesome, and they can find out more information on your Facebook page or Midwest Muscle, but let everybody know where you're located, because if they're like, oh, fantastic, I have to look for Ivy, but they're six states away, that might not actually work out for them so well.
If they are not located, I know, I am located, like I said, just outside of Chicago. If you want more information about the product and about the service, there are two places that you can get that. I'm going to post a link to my website on my Facebook page when we get off the phone tonight. So that people can go check it out. But my website, which is imagesunnwi.com, it has all of the information from step-by-step how this process works. It actually shows, I have some pictures on there that show the emulsified fat cells and throughout the treatment process and how this works with the fat cells. And it goes through the whole treatment protocol. But I will post that on my Facebook page, and you guys can share it on yours. And then as far as there are other salons that are doing this in the country, I am one of the first people in the United States that started doing this.
Nice.
As far as tanning salons are concerned, there are a couple of other places that I know of that are doing it. There's a place in Florida. There's a place in Oklahoma that I'm actually teaching how to do this to. And then there's, there's one I think in New Jersey. But as this service is growing, it will be something that is available to people in their own areas. It's not just something that I do. It's something that, you know, is sort of taking hold and is becoming a new treatment option that people can do to target those hard-to-burn, hard-to-tone, hard-to-shape fat areas. And it's an alternative to lipo, which, you know, we know is not healthy for you.
We have two questions from the listeners, Abby. One is from Sienna, and she's going to be a competitor next year, probably early summer. Hopefully she'll be able to do the Chi-Town if she's close. But the question is, she has awesome-looking abs, but with her tan, it very rarely seldom shows. Oh, my goodness, try saying that three times fast. Okay, I'll let you answer that one.
Well, I would have questions for her, but I would be happy to talk to her about it. And that's something that a lot of people may not know. You can always contact me, message me on Facebook. I will respond to you, even if you're not my client or you're not working with me. I am an advocate for all athletes, whether you're working with me or not. I want to help because I love this sport. But I would say that it's either one of two things that are going on. If you're not seeing your abs through your tan, it may be the product that you're using. A lot of the stuff that is rubbed on, like Dream Tan, it's not translucent. So for some body types, it works fabulous. For others, it does not. That's one of the things that Norvell's kind of a universal. I've found that I can make it darker on somebody who needs it, or I can bring that tone back just a little bit for somebody who doesn't. The other thing I would say is that it may be the application of the tan. A lot of times, I mean, Des, I know that we did a lot of stuff with you. I was kind of telling you as I was doing things with you. And Kaylin, I've told you 1,000 times what I'm doing. But a lot of the things that I do is I look at the natural shape of your muscles. So if your abs are cutting in your hips, I'm going to enhance that with darker tan in those areas. I want the tan to fall deeper and darker in those crevices up in between your abs. So I'm going to always add a little extra pop in those, and that's stuff that I can teach people to do, and that's kind of what I'm doing with Norvell. I'm teaching people how to do what I do to bring out all of those contours in your muscles. Hopefully
okay,
that answered that.
Yes, it did. And the next question is from Charles. He's an avid Jan Tana user, and he says that lately he's been using it, but his color has either gone green or, I can't make out this word. Hey, send me another one, Charles. Okay. It's either turning green or it's basically fading off before he gets to the stage.
Okay. So I'm going to answer this question, and then it's going to segue into something else that I wanted to share with my athletes tonight on this show. There's only two reasons why people turn green. No matter what sunless product that you're using, every single sunless product that is on the market that is a sunless tanner is created with the active main ingredient is called DHA. DHA is a sugar. That's the basic of it. And DHA is something that it's the same exact concept as when you cut open an apple and you leave it sitting on the counter. When that apple is exposed to air and light and heat, the apple then turns brown. So that's exactly what is happening on your skin when you apply DHA to your skin. There are two reasons that DHA turns green. The first and the most common reason that I see is expired product or DHA that has been sitting for too long. DHA has a shelf life of about 3 months. I will talk more about that, I promise. The second reason that people turn green is based on pH. pH, everybody has a natural pH to your skin. Most people are within 1 or 2 points of being completely a 7, which is neutral. I actually sat through a very painful training ceremony in Nashville a couple months ago where someone actually told the entire room of people they were training that they should talk to competitors and tell the competitors that their coach should change their diet during peak week to accommodate the pH of their spray tan. And I had to sit on my hands because I did not want to embarrass this woman or say to her, you are crazy, because I have yet to have in my 7 years of experience a coach that has ever asked me for input on what their clients should eat during peak week to satisfy the needs of their spray tan. I will keep you posted if that does happen. I'll let you know. The products that are turning people green, let's go back to that. So pH is something that does happen. That is something that can be, as long as you're showering properly, a lot of tanners are recommending you scrub with baking soda. Baking soda is one of the things that will turn people green, so it is not, it does change the pH of your skin. So I always say, don't do that. Please don't do that. pH balancing sprays exist for a really important purpose. That is the thing that I do. Rather than asking my clients not to eat asparagus or telling my clients that they have to change their diet during peak week, that's a good way to make an athlete cry. So I don't do that. Instead, I do measures on my prep side. The minute I spray tan you, I have you put on a gel, or sometimes I'll spray it on a client. And it balances the pH on the surface of the skin. So that is there's an easy way to prevent pH problems, and that comes with prep. But the most common reason people turn green is expired tanning product, which Jantana I know has some DHA in it, because that is why it turns green. But Jantana is typically a cosmetic bronzer, so my guess is that he's getting product that is bad. Which brings me to a big point that I wanted to bring up tonight, and that is competitors spend so much time and so much money to prepare for the stage. Please, please spend an extra $5 and buy your tanning product, whether you purchase it from a tanning salon. If a competitor wanted to buy their own tanning products from me, I will be happy to retail it to them for the same price that you would retail it through Norvell. But do not buy your tanning products on Amazon. One of the things that I do for Norvell as part of my new capacity is I respond to reviews on Amazon. And I cannot tell you how many people are so upset when they buy their Norvell product from Amazon and it's green when it comes out of the bottle. Norvell, much like I know ProTan is another one that does not sell on Amazon. And I don't know about Jantana. I do know that ProTan and Norvell do not sell to Amazon. And the reason they don't sell to Amazon is that Amazon doesn't store their tanning products properly. My products come from Norvell. I order them 3 weeks out from a show. I call Norvell and I say, hey, guys, I've got a show. I'm going to be tanning Kaylin and Desiree, and I need, 5 gallons of blackout. And they say, no problem. From that moment, the order is put into their facility, which is in Alexandria, Tennessee. They make every single bit of product that I order when I order it. So it will be, if I call them on Monday afternoon, they start blending up that product, and they make it right then and there, and then they ship it to me on refrigerated trucks. So in the summertime, they use the refrigerated trucks. In the wintertime, they don't worry too much, but they do not ship on Fridays. It's a pain in the butt sometimes, to be honest with you, to order from Norvell because they take such pride in taking care of their solution. But I have never gotten solution that has come out of the box green. I've never had clients that turn green ever in my 7 years of doing this. I think the closest that I've gotten was I had Sweaty Betty turn gray on me once. But that was not because of Norvell. It was just Sweaty Betty. The importance of buying your tanning product from a legitimate company, it doesn't need to be me. I by no means want to, say, I'm not saying this to athletes because I want you to spend your money at my store. I am saying this because it is heartbreaking when you have ordered product and you can't just run to Walmart and pick up some tanning products. They don't sell competition tan at Walmart. When it comes in and it's there and it's green, it's going to cost you a lot of money to have someone fix that. It's going to cost, you're going to end up paying the show tanner at the last minute, or you're going to take a loss on the show because your tan can absolutely cost you your winning.
Yes.
So hopefully that answers his question. And, and like I said, if you have, you know, questions about Jantana or a question, I don't know a ton about Jantana, to be honest, but I do know that Jantana is made with some DHA. I don't think there's a ton in the Jantana product. It mostly turns my hands like bright red when I've worked with it. But it is, if it's turning green, something in it is expired and it has gone bad.
Okay.
Okay. Very good. Well, thanks for the questions, guys. Unfortunately, we have to say adieu to Miss Ivy. If we have a chance, we may bring her back a little bit later on the show. But if that doesn't happen, you know, we will always always look forward to bringing her back when we can. So, Ivy, thanks so much for sharing all of the great information that you've had with us. And, real quick plug. Windy City Naturals, Chicago, May 17th. Ivy Potter, official tanner for the show. Just throwing that out there. In case
it's
you're
not in May. It's in August, Desiree.
August. Sorry. August.
It's
okay,
in August,
right.
And I am the official tanner. I will be there.
Yay! See? So
best show in Chicago. I'm super
right.
excited. So you guys get your registration in and get in touch with me early because I will book for that show fully.
Yes.
Yes, you will.
All right. So thanks, Miss Ivy, and we will be talking with you again soon.
Sounds good. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Later. And we have our second guest on. We're talking about Miss Nikki D. And she is going to be doing some amazing things. And, well, she already does some amazing things. And I'm just so overjoyed because we finally get to catch up with her. Hi, Nikki.
Hello, hello. How are you guys?
We are awesome. Kayla's a little silly, but we are good. We are good.
You know
what?
I always love feeling. Always silly.
You know, it's true.
And that's okay because that's what part of what makes life go round. For sure, for sure.
Exactly.
So,
yes.
For our listeners, Nikki, who might not be familiar, now I know we've had you on the show before, but if you could give them a little intro into who you are and some of the amazing things you've been doing, that would be awesome.
The busiest woman on the planet.
You know, what's so funny is I actually had to like brief myself before calling in to you guys to remind myself some of the things that I've done. So, I was like, I'm reading through because, you know, everybody's got their page on Facebook, and I'm reading through my bio, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot I did that. Oh, yeah, I did that too. So, Kaylin, so the last time that we talked, I don't know if I told you this or not, but I was featured in the ISSA textbook in their business section. So if anyone's out there getting certified to be a fitness professional, I am in their textbook. There's a picture
wow.
of me. So nice little credential. I am a WNBF Miss Fit Body Pro. I own my own business, Infinity Athletics, formerly Be Extreme Fitness, where I do consulting for people and coaching nationwide. And then out of my studio, I train a lot of teen athletes for their off-season sports. So it's basically what I do right now. But I feel like I've done it all and seen it all. And but that's my current status at the time.
Except for Mount Everest. You're still there.
Right.
I can see you doing that. I'm serious.
What's that?
Mount Everest. I can see her climbing that.
You know, I'm up for the test. You want to take a trip?
You know, hey.
I'm definitely never one to back down from something that's adventurous. I'm not quite sure what the altitude is like up there, but I've been on the top of the volcano in Hawaii.
I know it's higher than Negro. That much I know.
Yeah, so we're gonna move on from that. And I know one thing that I would like an update on is the last time you were on the show, you were prepping for a kickboxing tournament. I think was in July. How did that go? What was the outcome of that experience?
Oh, this is not a good conversation. No, I'm just kidding.
No,
you know, I actually, because of my scoliosis, and I'm very open to talk about that, you know, some people think like, oh, it's just scoliosis. Well, to me, I actually have it pretty severe, and I see a chiropractor very often. And unfortunately, my chiropractor told me that I had to back out from fighting because it was, yes, I know, and it sucks so bad because I absolutely just love it. And the way that my curve is on my spine makes me to where with me being right-handed and the types of kicks and punches and everything that I would have to do, if I was a lefty, I'd be perfect, but I'm not, and I'm trying to figure out how to become ambidextrous, but it's just, it didn't work. So I unfortunately cannot fight anymore, and it's so heartbreaking to say because now I just have to punch people in the face and then I get in trouble for it.
Oh. I'll keep my distance.
I'm just teasing. I just only beat up my boyfriend.
Ouch.
That's also a lie, too. No. So I do a little shadow boxing when I do my training, and you know I still like to do a little bit, but I can't. Unfortunately, I can't go hardcore. So it's kind of sad. It's such a sad note.
But you know I am sorry to hear that because I know how much you loved that sport. You were just really breaking into it, and I could hear in your voice just how excited you were to do it. But I am still very much impressed and amazed that even with scoliosis, and granted, you might not be fighting anymore, but you still lead a very active, very healthy lifestyle with the condition. I mean, there's no excuse.
You know, and
you're still doing a lot of different things despite it all.
You know, and that's, yes, I definitely try to stay active. When I was, I think I was either 12 or 13, my parents had taken me to the doctors, and they basically told me that I would have to have surgery and have pins and rods put in my back because of it. And my mom, thank God, was completely against it, and she was like, no, you know, we're going to find alternatives. And I went through physical therapy, and I went and seen chiropractor and had adjustments, and I still see my chiropractor as often as I can for those regular adjustments. And the more active I am and the more physically fit I am, the better it is and the less it hurts. I mean, granted, yes, I have, like, daily pain. I mean, pain to where, like, it's not muscular pain. It's bone pain. Like, it shoots down into my hips and into my bones and down my thighs. And, you know, I get numbness in my leg because of all this. But, again, the more active I am, with everything, I mean, all the components of fitness, you know, the endurance, the cardiovascular, the strength, the flexibility, you know, and then the positive mental attitude, too. The more I can keep those components on track, the better it is, the less I hurt. I'm able to do a lot more, too. And I just, like, I can tell, like, say, like, I was sick and I very rarely get sick, but or if I've just been, like, laying around on the couch and I haven't worked out or haven't had a chance to go to the gym, like, I can tell that it just starts to, doesn't necessarily atrophy, but that's what it feels like.
Well, yeah, that's what's happening. I mean, because we talked about this on a previous show, and, you know, I said I can relate, but I can't identify with everything you're saying. You know, being with the accident that I had, they basically told me, you know, this is where you got to go from here, or else, you know, you debilitate yourself by being doing anything. So, you know, it's got to be a constant move and, you know, like we said, a constant groove where you're constantly on the move, and that's so much rhyming, I'm almost ashamed to say I said it, but it's to the point where you have to understand that, you know, this is the new normal, and I think we touched on that too, and it's kind of humbling when you have to think about everything that has to go in to what's going in. But the thing that I loved, and I'll reiterate this now because, you know, we have new listeners, is that because you're so driven and so willing to keep yourself going,
you're actually motivating people unintentionally by doing what you do, and you gathered quite a following, you know, with what you've done. So could you, you know, could you speak on that and, you know, how you basically talk people back from the brink that you got yourself out of?
Well, you know, and that's just it, too. It's like from, just from, I mean, I'll basically start from the beginning, you know, like I've been a fitness professional for over 10 years now, and within that time of, you know, becoming a fitness professional and then stepping on stage for the first time, just doing that stage, that was just like a bucket list thing for me as far as self-confidence, as far as getting up there, because when you look at my back or when you look at my front pose, you can tell that I, well, okay, I almost just like majorly swore here. I don't know if that's proper on radio, but anyways, you can see that I'm really crooked. I'll use a different adjective. that my muscular and my skeletal system is not, quote unquote, the athletically appeasing to most people, but you can still see the definition. So for some people to see that, you know, because they'd be like, oh, well, you're never heavyweight, so you don't know what it feels like. And it's like, well, I do know what it feels like inside to feel rejected. No, I don't necessarily understand, or I can't comprehend what they're feeling as far as the weight aspect, but I can comprehend what they're feeling as far as not feeling welcome or not feeling that they belong. And I think showing people that it doesn't matter what other people think. You go out there, you do what you can do, and you have fun with it. Like I tell every single person that comes to me, you know, this isn't a chore. Let's have fun. We sing, we dance, we laugh, we cry. I mean, it's whatever. And there's some places that I have to actually go to people's homes, and I bring my boyfriend's kids with me sometimes, and they just absolutely love it. And the kids will be there working out, or I'll be downstairs and they'll be working out, and they come. So, yes, it's a ripple effect of how you be yourself and you be happy with it. And people are like, oh, I can do that? I can be happy too. I guess you can. it's finding that inner person that's always talking to you, that always kind of wants like raise their hand, but they're too shy. It's just let that person out. It's okay. Just be you. And if somebody doesn't like it, oh well.
Oh wow. I thought you were gonna say something else.
Because of that, you know, that. The type of person that I guess you could say I portray myself as, it does. It makes people feel comfortable because I am real and I'm not fake.
Yeah,
and I'm not going to
say it's the real you. Yes. It's the real you.
Right. You know, it's like I try to talk to people and I try to help my clients the way that I would want to be helped, the way that I searched for help my whole life and was never really able to find it. So I want to be able to give that to other people and they feel safe with it. That's the biggest thing is people don't feel safe anymore. They have trust issues because they've been burned out of so many different gimmicks and fads and everything that are out there.
Yes.
Bad. You know, there was, I remember his name, but I'm not going to name drop, but there was somebody in the fitness industry, that was well known nationwide, all over Instagram and everything, sold like, you know, meal plans for so many different people. And I think this was, I want to say, early spring that his manager kind of called him out on it for being fake and not helping people. And all these like people that he just basically just kind of ruined. And then, you know, it's people like the three of us that have to pick up the pieces. People who are, you know, lying, you know, and it's just.
Uh-oh. Where'd you go?
Are you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
No, I'm there.
Can you hear me?
I know you're still there.
Hello, can you hear me now?
I think you checked out on us for a second, so that's why we were trying to determine
if you
were still on the line with us or not.
Well, I do have to tell you, I'm actually sitting in my car in the garage. That's the only spot in my house that's quiet. And the garage door just went
off. You're not running the car, though.
For a quick second.
The car isn't running.
What's that?
I said the car's not running.
No, cars. No. I'm blonde, but I'm not that blonde. I thought about it for a second, and I was like, no. That doesn't sound very smart, so I'll just put my coat on instead.
There you go.
Good call, good call. And, you know, everything you're saying is so so incredibly true. And, you know, when you were talking about happiness and people's choice to be happy, it made me think of the movie Trolls. I don't know if you've seen it or anybody out there has seen
it.
But yes, but I have an 8-year-old, so yes, I'm a fan of animation, and we just saw that. And the whole premise, in a very kind of weird and twisted way, was about finding your own happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And so that just really resonated. And I'm glad that you bring up your approach that you take with your clients, because I like when our listeners can hear, you know, just the different approaches and processes, aspects that are out there with coaches, so they can kind of get a temperature feel of if they are working with a coach, if they're getting the best service that they can get. So it's always good when you hear coaches themselves talking about different practices and things that are working to raise the bar in the athlete's best interest versus the individual you were talking about that was just kind of scamming them for their money, which there's a fair amount of those folks out there too. So I'm always glad to hear about those types of experiences. And I would love to hear more about what's been going on with you since January. Any new developments in your business? Any, you know, just great experiences you've had with any of your clients that are competitors, or, you know, just things that are great for our listeners to hear?
Oh, of course, certainly. Well, a whole bunch of different avenues. You know, what's awesome about being your own boss is that you can, you know, make up your own rules and everything. So I've got a whole bunch of different things kind of going on. I have my studio now actually inside my home. It's the first time I've ever done this, and it's working out fabulous. So my teen athletes, they come to me, but what I've really been gearing towards as far as my teams is I'm actually working with whole teams now, not just individual teams. So that's been a lot of fun. So I've been able to travel to teenager teams. One in particular that I'm just having so much fun with is a girls softball team. And what's amazing about these girls is that they're 11, 12, 13-year-old girls, but their team is actually a non-profit organization that helps raise money for kids that have cancer for the family to help with whatever it could be, you know, clothes, food, whatever it may be. But these 11, 12, 13-year-old girls are they're taking speech classes, and they're going into businesses and helping to raise money and giving these, you know, proposals. And they're just an amazing group of girls to work with. And then they're just so hard-driven because it's a traveling team. So it's not just for school. You know, it's not school. They're girls from all over, and they work so well together. And just seeing these together, it's so awesome to see that. So that's one of the things that I'm able to do right now. Another really cool thing is I'm actually helping coach my boyfriend into competing in the Arnold Classic that's coming up in March. So that's like a really big, pretty big to do. And then I have a number of clients that are going to be doing some shows here in the springtime. One of my clients actually, we spoke in January. Gosh, I guess so much has happened in almost a year. Competed in the Arnold last year. It was her first time at the Arnold Amateur for figure, and she did amazing. And then she did, I'm having a hard time trying to remember everybody. I'm trying to think of what place she got. She didn't place in top five, but she did get top 10. And just looks great, you know, and it's just nice seeing somebody up on stage who has strived so hard and to go up on such an international stage. It's so rewarding being a coach and like I get so nervous and like anxious. Like I literally can't take pictures at shows because my hands are shaking. And I've been helping as far as cooking for people. I've been meal prepping for individuals. So that's been a lot of fun. I've actually been working with one of our local farmers here and been getting all organic, locally grown produce. So that's been, oh my God, he just gives me so much awesome, great food. And that's been really great too. So I've been working with a lot of individuals for that. What else? This. So much. Consulting for companies as far as like wellness programs. Living locally, a couple of places out on the East Coast, which I'm not able to disclose their names, but yeah. Yeah, so that's a little bit of what I've been kind of doing lately.
A little bit?
just a little bit, just a little taste.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Like a happy tiger.
Just a little bit. Now, your passion shines through if anybody's listening. I mean, they have to be tone deaf not to catch that. And you do an awful lot. I mean, an awful lot. And you're one of the busiest people. I'd almost call you the white James Brown, hardest working woman in natural fitness. Because, I mean, you just are nonstop. And I know there's a drive because, like you said, it's been ingrained in you that if you stop, you know, this is what happens. But along the way, I do mean this. You still have that smile that is just glowing, and it fills the room. And when you and I get together, we definitely have our times, and we definitely get around. And some of the things, thank God, I mean, thank God,
we do.
We haven't been on social media because it would be totally embarrassing. But how do you maintain that without having that letdown, because everybody hits the wall, and I know there's got to be a great support system to keep that from happening.
You know, it does, and I will flat out tell you, I consult for individuals that want to open up their own gyms and everything. There are, you see memes out there all the time that say, you know, get rid of negative people, you know, get rid of the naysayers, and it's true. You have to, and it's unfortunate. Especially when you can see potential in individuals, but you get burned a couple times because of, you know, being so nice to other people. You start to learn boundaries, and I think that's one of the biggest things that someone who wants to do something similar is that you have to learn the boundaries and you have to respect yourself first. And without that, you could definitely lose yourself in all of the commotion of everything and the chaos of everything, and you just kind of have to just take a step back and to have your me time, have your family time, your friend time, and to let people know, you know, these are my hours, this is what I do, and if that person's not fit for you, they'll know it and you'll know it. It's not being rude to either one of you, but it's, you know, I let people know, don't waste your money by hiring me if you're not ready for it. Or, you know, and you can kind of feel people out, you know, and I've unfortunately had to tell people, you know, I don't think that we're a good fit. But I do try to refer them to somebody who I feel that would be a good fit. I definitely don't like leaving people out in the dust, but you certainly have to set boundaries, and you have to learn that respect. And when it's time, if you have to, cut certain people out that are going to be negative to you. You got to keep that positive flow going. Otherwise, you lose your passion, and then you forget why you're doing what you're doing, and you fall into the stereotype of, you know, just being a twin or a coach, and that's not cool.
That's some real talk right there. That's some real talk.
That it is. So, you know, we've learned a lot about Nikki as the coach, and you also judge. That's one thing that hasn't been thrown out there yet. I'm curious as far as Nikki the athlete, what's on the horizon for you? If anything, you know, your business is blooming. So, you know, maybe that's your focus for a while. But as far as Nikki the athlete, is she going to be participating in anything anytime soon?
You know, it's funny that you say that because just within the last month, I've been telling myself, I'm like, you know what? Because I did my last show July 2014, and I was happy and I was content, and I was like, okay, I got my pro card. I've done a couple pro shows. I'm good. I just want to coach people. But then I picked up the fighting, and now that I can't fight physically, I'm starting to get that itch again. I need to have that personal goal. So I actually, I have to mentally prep myself and be like, okay, this is what I want to do. But I'm thinking 2017 in the fall that I would like, whew, did I just announce it? Wow, yeah.
You sure did.
So it's no longer a thought in my head.
You said it. You've spoken it into life now.
So yeah, you know, and because I mean I keep my body stature the same. I mean, I think I literally have probably been the same weight for like the last 10 years. You know, it just depends on the body fat at the time, but it's always the same weight. So it won't be hard for me, but yep. Sounds like fall 2017, I'm gonna do it.
Nice.
That was your show. I don't know.
Now that
yeah,
you put it
I
out
need,
there, we'll
I
be
need...
on this end to ask
awesome.
You how your training is going.
Oh, that would be great. Please. It'll keep me motivated. And, you know, it's nice to be in the minds of like-minded people for competition. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, Nikki, we want to thank you so much for joining us again and giving us an update on what you've been up to. But before we go, we'd like to give you the chance to give a shout-out to anyone and everyone who has been with you along your journey, because we all know nobody goes on this road alone. So
that's right. You know, and I have so many to thank. Obviously, first and foremost, God. He's always there for me, always, 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 right there by my side. my parents, P4P, my boyfriend, those are my...
Do you see my lover?
Yeah, that's, and, you know, my awesome teacher, too, Dr. Jack. I mean, so those are my main supporters, and... Truly, without them, I'd probably be a basket case sometimes.
Probably. You're not?
Yeah, probably, no, I would be.
I get out of the basket every now and then, but I am a basket case.
I'm a controlled basket case. I'm an organized basket case.
I'm just taking it all in.
No, I really appreciate you guys offering to have me on the show tonight. It's always great to hear your voice, Kaylin, and Desiree, thank you very much.
Hey, no, we've enjoyed having you. We'll definitely be keeping our eye on your progress as we head towards fall 2017. And I think there's a lot of athletes that are excited about this next year, a lot of promoters that are excited about this next year. So I am totally looking forward to just a lot of great things taking place in 2017.
Same here, yeah. It's going to be a good year.
Yeah.
All right, Nikki, have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Wow.
Are you going to be okay? Very good. But yeah, awesome. I mean, she's definitely, I wasn't able to participate in the first interview that we had or that you had with her. So I was definitely glad to be able to catch up with Nikki tonight and all of her updates and just to see where she's headed in the next year.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
We still got to give that shout out for Ivy, because I don't think we let her get her chance to give a shout out to her support.
We did it. Ivy, do we have you back?
I'm here.
All right. Well, here you go, girlfriend. Now you can give your shout out.
Oh, that's, you guys are so awesome. I have to give a shout out this time to the people that make it possible for me to hang out with all my friends all weekend. And that is Ashley Spargo. A lot of you guys have met her. She's traveled with me several times. But she's the manager that keeps my stores running when I'm not there. And I would be completely lost without her. It is the joke, but the truth that she is the right half of my brain, and she's usually right. So for Ashley and my entire staff at my salon, all my Image Sun girls, I have to give a huge thank you for all that they do to keep me looking good and organized and, you know, all together. And then I also have to give a very special thank you to my amazing husband, who most people don't see the behind the scenes of what keeps me put together. And that is my husband. He makes sure that my kids get to school on Monday when I am so exhausted I can't function. He feeds me, takes care of me, and is awesome and patient to be with me and put up with my traveling. I think I spent, 27 nights in a hotel this year for competition tanning. So
wow.
Spent a lot of time away from, my kids and my husband, and he holds it all together when I'm not here and is just amazing and makes it possible for me to do what I do. So I have to thank all my athletes that I got to work with this year. There are several of them that are repeats. Christina Comparato and I have traveled all over the country together. Kaylin and Des, you know I love you guys and you're awesome. Ed Castillo took the stage this year with me by his side as his trainer, which was a huge honor. Brittany Warner and Chris Wetzel are two of my athletes from right here in Chicago that are going to be, remember those names, they will be big next year. They're both up-and-coming athletes. So, and there's a million more that I don't have time to name them all, but you guys are awesome, and I could not do it without you. And then above all things, I have to thank God. I live a very blessed life, and I know that that is nothing to do with me. That is all because of the talent and the amazing blessing that he has given to me. So, and of course, you guys. So, thanks, guys.
No.
Thank you.
No. You're kidding.
Sweaty Betty. So cute.
We're getting over clamped.
You know?
But I do have to say, I was just talking about
just
how exciting 2017 is going to be. And I do believe that one Miss Ivy Potter did promise to have some very custom tank tops made for 2017.
My best marketing geniuses, my two favorite marketing people, have come up with some fabulous taglines for me. And I know that there is some tank tops in the pipes, and I am promising to at least have the one made for sure this year. You know, I mean, I think we should print it on bumper stickers and hats and buttons. I mean, I think it should be everywhere. But, yes,
right.
I Got Naked with Ivy Potter is going to be my motto for 2017.
Yes.
So that, and I also, the close second was, of course, from Andrea. And she posted on my Facebook post that I am a boob lifter and butt gluer. Or, no, butt biter and boob lifter. So,
yes. Too.
Talent is
bikini
bite.
Tank top so hard. I would rock.
Yes,
we're going to
rock those. So watch out, 2017. There's some awesome stuff going to happen. I'm already setting my calendar, already setting my schedule. I've seen a lot of athletes talking about it. So, Des, I can't next year. So much is going to happen next year.
It is. I am just so excited. I can't believe we're in December already. I just can't. It just blows my mind. I don't know where the year went.
This year went by so fast. I mean, it felt like just 5 minutes ago that I was getting back from Vegas last year. And I was, by the time that I got back from Vegas this year from the Olympia, and I was like, oh my gosh, that was a year ago that we did that. And I can't believe how fast this year has gone by.
I tell you, I don't plan the season. I don't plan the year with the holidays in mind anymore. It's always another show or a competition. And you know, it's like you get used to weeks instead of months. And that's a different way of thinking. It also basically speeds things up when you're not thinking about it.
It does.
No,
I actually saw a competitor that just posted on Facebook, I think it was last night, that she has set her schedule for 2017, and she's planning her family vacations around her competition schedule. And it was so funny because nobody understands that unless you live this life that we live. So I was like, oh, my gosh, me too, me too.
I know, and I am right with you. And to Kaylin's point, so, you know, a lot of promoters, they've already got their 2017 shows on the calendar all the way through the fall. And Romer Mendez with the Buffalo Expo, you know, 18 and a half weeks. And I'm like, 18 and a half weeks. I'm totally, like, planning everything in, like, 18 and a half weeks. And then 4 weeks after that is the Southern States, Natural Southern States Classic. And then, you know, there's Chi-Town Showdown. That's the one that's in May, I believe. And then we have Winter Classic.
Well, and I don't know that it's officially final yet. I know that Andrea and Ed have set the date for their show that I will not say, you know, I can't say anything because I know they're going to announce it on the show with you guys here shortly. But Ed and Andrea's show, which is going to be one of the most crazy and exciting shows of the year next year. It's, you know, she did announce at the at her Spartan this year that she was gonna had a way for athletes to compete for free, and she's gonna release all the details for that. But that's already, I believe it's in the works for June. I'm not 100% sure, so don't anybody quote me. I could be 100% wrong. But like, I mean, I can't believe in Brian announced his show in August.
Yeah,
which is almost a year away.
And those are just some of the shows. I mean, there are a ton of shows that aren't even in my brain pan right now, but they're there.
Right.
There's a ton of them, and they're all good. They're all good.
Yeah, there's some fabulous shows that are going to be taking place next year. I mean, just and I have to say, I listened to Melissa Johnson's show when she was talking about her I Am movement, and, you know, I mean, that what she's saying and what she's doing, you can see it changing. I mean, you can see the people that are behind her, the promoters that are working with her, you know, and those that are not, that are all like-minded, that are, you know, that don't even know what she's doing. I did not know anything about her movement until I heard the show. But this sport is changing, and I think for the better. I think that 2017 is going to be an incredible year.
And I'm glad you bring that up, because now who's talking over who now? I tell you, this guy. But,
I think Kayla has Tourette's. I'm pretty sure Kayla has Tourette's.
A quick update on that. Yeah, a quick update on that, and then we're just going to go to the Snickerdoodle shout-out and call this good. But she said she's just waiting on one federation to jump on board. So she has made great progress, even from the time we had her on the show till today.
Yeah, I talked with her very briefly on Facebook, and she said she had one holdout in a federation, and I share, maybe you can share this, or you agree with me. You know, when you have one that is holding out, that's cool, but you can't mute the voices of everyone who is coming together. And it is, you know, Jim Evans was on your show, earlier than that, and he talked about that what this sport needed to grow and to be better for the athletes was a unification, and Melissa's done that. I give her mad props to be brave enough. You know, not a lot of athletes are willing to put themselves in the position that she has, and that is, I mean, rock star status of her.
Yeah. So, I mean, just a lot of things. A lot of passion out there, a lot of things going on. Okay, Kaylin, shout out. What you got?
Team Chocolate.
Yes, Chocolate. Hashtag Chocolate Way.
Hashtag Team Chocolate over Kaylin Snickerdoodle.
Hashtag Team Chocolate.
There is a Y and there's Snickerdoodle.
Uh-oh, Kaylin's been voted off the island.
All right, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us so long. Ivy, thank you for coming back. Kaylin, go have your snickerdoodle. Have a great night at the gym. On behalf of Ivy, Kaylin, and myself, and our friends at PXP Muscle, your body is a temple. Let's build it.